Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Shoreline Players in Oscoda to talk about another murder mystery coming up is Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, sir?
Doing well. Thank you. Glad to have you back on the show. Well, you know what? We were just talking before we went on the air, and wow, this one's doing great business already. Nearly sold out for the murder mystery Saturday night.
It is. Before I was going to be talking with you, I checked in on ticket sales, and there's only 14 tickets available. So we want to make sure we get the word out. If you are interested in joining us at this wonderful show, please call today over to the Camp Inn at 739-2021. Again, that's at the Camp Inn. The tickets are for sale. Give them a ring at 739-2021 or stop in, because there are only 14 tickets available for the show still.
Well, that's terrific. Let's hope those get sold out, and we have a sold-out show for Saturday night. And, wow, you know what? I wish I could be a part of this, because it's all about radio Saturday night, isn't it?
I know, and we're so disappointed that you won't be able to join us after all, but I know schedules and work, and sometimes things happen like that. So we will move on with our radio-themed show without you, and hopefully we'll get you out there for another show that we do.
I would love to do one in the future, but tell us about the show that's happening this Saturday night.
Well, as with the other shows that we've done and the shows that we have coming up, this show will benefit both Shoreline Players and the Special Olympics. And we're holding it at our winter home, the Camp Inn Lodge. The beauty of that is they keep the lights on and the heat on all winter long.
That's
so
right.
It allows us to come out and entertain the community and not have to worry about everybody coming out to our place, this time of year. Mm. And that way we can also be getting some other things ready for our shows that are coming up. So this show is called Dead Air. And as you said, it has a very interesting radio theme near and dear to your heart, because thanks to Mr. John Carroll, we were allowed to incorporate Carroll Broadcasting into our storyline when JD and Chris Hawk wrote the show, and they write all our shows very graciously for us. And did you know you have a new radio station in the Carroll Broadcasting System?
It's
WMDR.
Yeah, that's those
the
are
crown
some
jewel of the Carroll Broadcasting Network.
Those are some ominous call letters.
What's that?
I said those are ominous call letters, WMDR.
I know they are. Thank goodness their sister stations, WKJC and WIOS, are, there. But according to this storyline, they're always kind of treated like that redheaded stepchild, according to our authors. And the morning show man at WMDR is it's the most coveted spot on the radio, and DJ Johnny Flytrap has a huge following and an even bigger ego.
Oh, I hate that Johnny Flytrap.
That's right. So he's kind of rubbed a few people the wrong way, which has made him number one on the hit list.
Mm.
So it should be a very interesting night, full of intrigue, and there's several twists and turns in this show, so it'll be fun to follow. And for those that are attending, you don't have to worry. No experience is required. You won't be asked to get up or sing or dance or act in any way. You simply come in and you enjoy a fantastic meal, which the Camp Inn has come up with quite a menu. You will not leave hungry, let me tell you.
Ah, good.
Your meal includes your appetizer, which will be camp fries, and then you get a salad, and they'll be serving a boneless chicken breast with a buttery, lemony cream sauce over pasta, some stir-fry vegetables, and homemade bread pudding for dessert.
Ooh.
I mean, just that's worth coming out for, and then you get to solve a murder, too,
And a great show. So it's a great dinner and a great show, and again, it's at the Camp Inn Lodge there, just south of Oscoda on US 23. Now, only 14 tickets remain. Again, tell us how they get tickets and how much the tickets are.
Well, the show is this Saturday, February 6th. Doors open at 5:30. The dinner starts serving at 6 p.m. Tickets are $25, and you want to give a call over to the Camp Inn Lodge or stop in there today or tomorrow at the latest.
Yeah.
If by chance there were any left at the door, and I'm very doubtful of that, the price is $30 if you buy them walking through the door. And I just took a call before I came on the air saying, hey, I need four tickets. So I directed them to the Camp Inn. So if you are interested, please give a call over to the Camp Inn. They'll get you on the list and get you taken care of. Even if you can't get in there, they'll get your name on that list.
Very good. Yes.
And we do, if for some reason you can't get into this show, we have two more shows coming up, one in March and one in April as well. So we hope everybody who wants to gets to this one, but we do have two more shows coming up.
And again, I wish I could have been a part of this show. It sounds like it would be a lot of fun, but I'll look forward to maybe being a part of the cast on one of the future murder mysteries. But Dead Air is this Saturday night. Tickets are going fast. Get your tickets now by calling the Campion Lodge there and be a part of it Saturday night. Sue Miller from the Shoreline Player. Sue, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.